This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Broadcasting live from the Yarra Room in the Melbourne Town Hall for Joy 94.9's 21st birthday. Celebrating the past, present and future of Australia's first and only LGBTIQ community radio station. 21 years of joy, with thanks to the City of Melbourne for their support.
Talking that body language, you're in the backseat with Simon and Michael here on Joy 94.9.
If I study your body language, I'd have to say that you've been flirting for a lot of today.
I have been flirting for a lot of today. And it won't stop here.
He's on heat.
I don't even think you need to read his body language. It's just what he's saying.
I'm always on heat. You know when I like having good-looking guests.
You're as subtle as a sledgehammer when you're
pretty
checking
much.
Someone out.
Pretty much. Yeah. We are live, loud and proud from the Melbourne Town Hall celebrating 21 years of Joy. And you know, normally I was just about to say number 3 on the chart today, and I got a bit confused because opposite me is Roshan, who is one of the voices. I'm the other one because, you know, I'm a bit of a joy whore. The one of the voices of the 6 at 6. Hello, Roshan.
Hey, how you guys going?
Oh, great.
I was actually thinking maybe you're the same person, but now all of that's been smashed.
No, yeah, there are 2 people.
Yeah.
It's true. There's definitely 2. But you know what's hard though is that, you know, exactly what you were saying. Everything that I do when it comes to radio, I'm like, hey, good morning, it's 6 at 6, and it's 7 o'clock at night and I'm talking to somebody else. It's definitely not 6 at 6.
And I often just talk in like 15-second bursts, you know, and I have everything done in 15 seconds.
Speaking tweets.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, 160 characters
for every talk break. He constantly says hashtag times. Hashtag joy 21.
No, it's hashtag joy 6 at 6. But, look, Roshan, as well in the 6. How long have you been doing the 6 at 6 for? Actually,
it's coming up nearly 3 years.
Wow!
Right,
veteran.
3 years.
Veteran.
I know. It's gone so fast.
Did you take over from Canadian Dave?
I did.
Because I remember listening to Canadian Dave, going, "My God, he sounds incredible."
He's really lovely, by the way. So, like that idea of incredible, yeah, bang on.
Really?
He's super lovely.
Might have to do some Facebook stalking when we get off air.
You can do it now, sure.
Oh, yeah, true.
But you've also been on during the day.
Yes. So Sarah's recruited me onto daytime. Oh, so now I do Wednesdays 9 till 12 and hang out and kind of do the same 15-minute, you know, spurts of, this is who it is, this is an album, have fun, yay. But now there's a little bit more to it, you know. There's, you know, the weather, some time checks here and there. So it's getting wild.
How are you finding the transition?
Talking from 15 seconds to like 2 minutes, yeah, man, it's crazy. Yeah.
And talking on your own.
That's kind of been fine.
I found that challenging when I said I do Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm on, 1 till 4. cross-promoting. But I found that a challenge, talking in a room by yourself for 3 hours.
See, I talk to myself all the time anyway.
Even when you're not on air.
Exactly.
It's only when you answer yourself when you've got problems.
Yeah. I do answer myself, though. That's the thing.
Well, then, there you go. You've answered your own question.
What brought you to Joy, by the way?
Chris Jameson. I blame him.
Wow. Chris Jameson. Do you know that I seconded, with Betty's help, his life membership application?
Did you really?
I did. It's true.
You deserve a clap.
Thank you.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. And Dylan. The fantastic Dylan Adler. He's our newest life member. But how did it happen? How did he make you do it?
Well, he didn't make me, to be fair. I mean, I kind of applied.
Kicking and screaming.
He said, yeah, all right, and it went from there. But I came down from Brisbane, and I just finished a radio and film course, and I thought, Melbourne's the place of opportunity. You know, it's like our New York, right? Like, yeah, that's the place. So I came down here, and I saw this volunteer position on Joy, and it was 6 at 6. I'm like, great, I don't know what that is. Apply. And got an email back, and me and Chris met up, and the love started from there.
Oh, that's lovely.
Right.
That's good. But the funny thing is we are always looking for new people, aren't we?
We are, we are.
Yes.
We need some more girls on the air.
We do. Go, absolutely. Chicks rule.
Yes. Yeah. Bring in some more chicks. That would be excellent.
We do need more female voices to balance out all of you boys.
Yep.
Michael's staring me down.
So you say. Do you know that if you would like to be one of the female voices or any of the voices on Joy, all you need to do is you need to be a Joy member, you become a volunteer, do a Taste of Radio course, and all the details really are at joy.org.au/volunteers, and you can check out where we need people.
Exactly.
Because I know SJ would love some more girls
on
the daytime.
She does love to bring the girls in.
She does.
And it's fun. It's just fun. You know, it's good
as opposed
fun.
To getting the girls out.
She likes to do that too.
She didn't hear that.
That's more of the weekend for SJ.
After 9 p.m.
That's right. That's right. It's all the girls. All about the girls after 9 o'clock. Roisin, thank you for jumping in the back seat. Now, you're on tomorrow morning, of course.
Of course, yes. You can catch me bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 at 6 on July 94.9.
Oh, it's like we'd never leave the place, isn't
it?
And listen, of course, for what time are you on during the day?
9 to 12, Wednesdays.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
We're all live, loud and proud here from the Melbourne Town Hall, the Yarra Room, celebrating 21 years of your favourite gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
The world's most uplifting radio station, Joy 94.9.
Coming to you live, loud and proud from the Melbourne Town Hall, you are on Joy 94.9 in the back seat with Simon and Michael, and Fiona's along for the ride as well this afternoon here in Melbourne.
I do love my visits to your back seat.
It's nice. It's nice to have you here sometimes.
Only sometimes. Sometimes it's terrible.
It gets too messy otherwise.
We need to get one of those things that drops down in the back and it's got cup holders.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
for Fiona.
Will she sit in the cup holder section?
No, we want to make it as comfortable as possible.
Oh, I'll put a pillow on it, just so it's comfortable.
Oh, good.
Anyway, we have someone else in the back seat, Simon. Someone brand new.
We do. We've got Craig who's joined us from Pronto. Now, Pronto, how long has Pronto been operating for?
We've been open since August 2013, so over a year now, about 15 months. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tell us a bit about what Pronto offers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, it's a rapid HIV testing service. Mm-hmm. So we have a rapid HIV test there. It gives a result in 10 minutes.
Wow.
And so people can get tested in a half an hour appointment. We do the HIV test, 10 minutes. We also have a rapid syphilis test that takes 15 minutes. And recently we've been trialing STI screening as well, so people can get chlamydia and gonorrhea tests results back in a week.
And is it, because it's quicker, is it still 100% accurate?
Yeah.
As other tests?
Yep, it's a very accurate test. There is a window period with the test. That's really important to understand. So nothing in the last 6 weeks, and that can be longer for some people, up to 12 weeks, is covered by the test. But it's a very accurate test, very good for screening out people who are HIV negative.
Quite quickly. Mm. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And is there a service for the women as well? I know Pronto...
Basically we're funded to see gay men and other men who have sex with men. Mm-hmm. But if someone comes to the service and they have a risk and they're worried, we're not going to turn anybody away.
Fantastic.
But that's where our funding kind of sits.
Okay.
Over the last 15 months, what have you found in terms of the numbers of people who have attended Pronto over the course of the time?
Yeah, so I think we're now over 2,000 clients. We've seen 2,000 people in the last year. So,
wow.
And it's steadily increasing. So now we're reaching our target, which is about 80% capacity, so which is really great. So it's going really well. I think the word is getting out there slowly. Word of mouth is really kind of taking on now, which is great. So more people know about it.
Oh, we're going to find out some more about Pronto.
Yeah.
You, of course, here in the backseat with Simon and Michael and Fiona, coming to you live, loud and proud from the Melbourne Town Hall, celebrating 21 years of Joy 94.9.
Joy!
You are live, loud and proud from the Melbourne Town Hall with Joy 94.9, celebrating 21 years on air, thanks to the City of Melbourne, this wonderful venue of lots of bearded men in big coats and lots of chains.
Yes, and it's very echoey in here, isn't it?
It is.
And people might think that we're broadcasting from their own bathrooms or something.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Although there are some people, I think, who would enjoy that if we did.
True.
In fact,
you know how you can always tell when someone's on the phone and they're in the bathroom?
Yes.
It's like like that.
Well, especially when you hit the flush.
Yeah, that's worse.
The secret is not to flush till you're off the phone.
True.
Yeah, that's, or just don't. Or you save water. You have to save water that way.
Depends if you've done number ones or twos. But anyway.
True. Anyway. Water saving tips for next week.
Next week. Fiona. Stay tuned.
But in the back seat with us is Craig from Pronto.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And now, look, you were talking about Pronto, and you've been around for the last 15 odd months.
Yep, that's right.
Look,
yep.
If I was needing to visit Pronto, where would I need to go to?
So Pronto is located at 175 Rose Street, Fitzroy. So that's just near the corner of Rose and Smith Street. So in that little block there.
Now, I feel, Fiona, that there would be lots of people who would say, oh, I can't go that side of the river. Oh, I can't I can't do that.
I'm in St Kilda. I can't cross the Yarra.
No, that's right.
It's a long trek with my canoe.
It is, it is a long trip. And if you fall into the Yarra, oh, my goodness, you'd be covered in brown.
In E. coli.
That's right. And that's never good for anyone.
No.
So is there a chance that Pronto would be there for the south side people?
There is indeed a chance. So we're opening up shortly a service at the Centre Clinic, which is located on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda.
And we still had to be called Fitzroy Street.
Yeah.
The South Siders will be up in arms over that.
And that'll be happening on Mondays. So we'll be opening shortly there,
fantastic.
Which is great. Yeah.
Good.
So you don't have to catch the
E. coli.
175 bus.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll get your canoe out of storage. Now, very shortly as well, Midsummer's coming up soon.
It's
a big, big time in Melbourne.
Love
for
Midsummer.
Our communities.
Yeah.
Is Pronto appearing at some stage?
It is indeed, yes. We're testing at Pronto this year, which is very exciting. So we'll be offering the rapid HIV testing at Carnival. So that's January 18th.
Makes it sound like a game show, doesn't it?
I think you need Ian Turpie to help out with that one.
Mm. There'll be much respect and privacy, I'm sure.
Yes, there will be. So we've got some testing vans that we'll be using for the day, which is great, which are on loan from the Burnett, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing testing all day at Carnival, which will be a great opportunity for people.
So. And that'll be the first year that's taking place,
isn't it? That's the first time it's happened,
wow.
Yeah. So we've done some outreach stuff at Circuit, The Laird and Club 80.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened in the last year, but this is the first time that we're testing at Midsummer.
What's the response been like when you've gone off-site?
It's been good. I think in general it's been a positive response.
Mm.
We always make sure that if we're testing in a bar, for example, that we're touching base with people first about how comfortable they would be to receive a positive result or a reactive result, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to make sure that they haven't had too much to drink and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We can, so it's got certain things about it which make it different from testing on site at Pronto. And Midsummer will have different things around it too. But we try and provide the most supportive service possible in all of the settings that we test in.
If I have not been tested for HIV or syphilis before, and I think, well, this Pronto thing sounds like a good idea, but I'm a little bit shit scared about it, what should I expect?
So, when you come to Pronto, you'll be greeted by our lovely reception staff. Taking a step back, to make a booking for Pronto, you can access the website, which is pronto.org.au. It's a very simple, straightforward website. You can also make a booking for any time and any day that you choose, and that's months in advance you can make a booking, so it really opens up possibilities for people there.
And so if there is a positive test, there's services that you link people up to, counselling and that kind of thing afterwards?
Definitely. So with these tests, we have two results that are possible, two main results. One is a non-reactive result and one is a reactive result. A reactive result usually means there are HIV antibodies in the blood, but we need to confirm that by doing a blood test. And so the results for that test are due back a week later. So we get the person to return to the service, discuss the result, and then, yes, we connect the person with services that exist and make sure that they're connected to ongoing care and that they're supported through that.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. Mm. So
it's tricky. Like a lot of people put it off because it just takes so long to get results. And then often sometimes...
Weighs on your mind for all the time.
Yeah, the anxiety attached to it.
And where you, sometimes where you go, you have to then go back in to get the results again. And
that's
so
right.
It's all this rigmarole around it. And it just makes it that much easier to have that, you know, that confidence that things are all okay, or that, you know, if you're not feeling quite right, then at least you can work out, you know, is this something that may be a reason for it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess the amazing thing about rapid testing is that it's so rapid. And for some people, that week of waiting for a result is not the most pleasant experience, and that doesn't do much to encourage people to test.
It's also dangerous, isn't it? I mean, if you are positive but you don't know for 3 months, you could be infecting other people and all sorts of things. So having a rapid
So the rapid test really, you know, lets people know their status. So you'll know either way, basically. And if it does turn up to be a reactive result, then you can do something about it. And if it's non-reactive or HIV negative, taking into account the window period, that also puts you in a place where you know what's going on. So it's a great thing.
It's really important to make sure you get tested, you know, every 3 months, 6 months.
Yeah, so we're recommending 3 monthly testing. And I guess the goal of Pronto is to increase testing frequency as well. So that's across the board, 3 monthly testing. Coming in and within, you know, 20, 30 minutes leaving the service means that's more possible for people. And as you say, previously having to wait a week but also having to book return appointments make it challenging. Pronto is also totally free. So all the services that we offer are free services through Pronto. So you don't have to pay for the consult, you don't have to pay for the test.
For any details about Pronto, where can someone go to visit?
You can go to www.pronto.org.au.
Thank you very much, Craig, from Pronto, a fantastic service and an important one for our communities. Thank you for joining us here at the Town Hall, Craig.
Thank you.
You are here on Joy.
Today, Joy 94.9 turns 21. And today is World AIDS Day. We remember those we have lost, celebrate the achievements we've made, and unite in the hope of getting to zero. With the support of the City of Melbourne, we are coming to you live from the Yarra Room at Melbourne Town Hall. This is World AIDS Day 2014. This is World AIDS Day 2014. On Joy 94.9, we remember.
I was an apprenticeship, so it was sort of preparation work and that. They were worried about the word getting out and people not going to the restaurant and not coming near the place because there was a HIV positive person working there. So the third time I went into it, I thought, no, well, I'm going to sit down. I sat down with the boss first and I said, look, these are my qualifications. I have HIV. Do you mind having somebody work for you that has HIV? He said, I don't know enough about it. But he said, I've got no problem with that. But if you get sick and you have to take days off, I've got to look at what we're going to do. So that lasted for about 6 months. And in the end, I got too sick. And he said, well, I'm going to have to let you go.
I mean, how long were you sick for when you were working?
I was sick for sort of a week on, week off, week on, week off. But it wasn't HIV related. It was more problems with the stress with still dealing with the fact that I was positive.
On World AIDS Day 2014, we unite in the hope of getting to zero.
What would you like to see for the community as a whole as we look forward to the next decade?
I would like to see the PrEP as easily accessible as the pill. I think that's something that I would really like to see. Right now, I think it's like $800. If
you can get it.
If you can get it. So that's something that I would like to see. I mean, I think the stats were released recently that there are more people going on to new treatment than people going on to treatment for the first time. So that's something encouraging. But yeah, like something I'd like to see, not even in the next 10 years, like in the next 3 years, 2 years even, less than, is to be able to go into a pharmacy with my housemates. They pick up their monthly allotment of the pill and I pick up my monthly allotment of PrEP. That's what I'd like to see.
On Joy 94.9, this is World AIDS Day.
If you want robots on air, listen to someone else. Joy 94.9 is real voices, real radio.
What I wanted to do is find out off the both of you.
Yeah.
What brought you to Joy?
Ooh. Oh, you can go. You can go first.
What if
you
like, Fiona. What about Joy? It was funny. I was kind of thinking. I've thought about radio broadcasting for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I've always wanted to do. And then, advert or I don't know, a promotion from Joy came up for the Taste of the Radio course, and I thought, well. This is a great opportunity, and I think also at the time they seemed to be looking for female voices, so
mm-hmm.
SJ and Leanie were very happy to have me on board, and I just said I want to get involved, and actually I had a meeting with SJ and she threw me in the room with you 5 minutes later, and here I am.
She's good like that.
Yeah, you didn't know me, I didn't know you, and here we are. So I really enjoy it, and I think one of the great things about doing radio is just the people you get to interview and meet, the things you learn from all of that, so...
I reckon that... I wouldn't say that I was introverted before doing radio.
Right, but?
But it's actually... It's brought out the extrovert in me.
Really?
It has, yeah. So, look, I'd recommend it for anybody who isn't that confident because it actually forces... It gives you a good boot up the backside.
It does.
To get up there and be confident, and it sort of forces you to be able to listen to your own voice and feel comfortable about that and just sort of, yeah, have a bit more confidence. So if there's anybody who does want to do it but is a little bit worried, definitely don't worry about it. Just jump on board and give it a go.
And, of course, broadcasting is not the only thing you can get involved in. There's lots of production work behind the scenes. We've got several people here right now doing a whole lot of things, making this show work. So
Betty's rolling up an extension cord.
She takes photos.
She's an important team member. She's the extension cord roller-upper.
She is.
An important one. And she's putting gaffer tape, which is fine. Go ahead. Then I can't control the boat.
He only enjoys that on the weekends, Betty.
That's right. You don't have to talk. Don't put it on my arm. It's
now hair, no. Feet and wrists.
No, it's not nice. On Simon, yes, it's fine. Not so much me. But no, you can be a volunteer. You can be in the office, do all the office admin stuff.
Now, you haven't avoided the question, though, Michael.
Mind you, he's spoken about himself for 90% of the show.
I know we don't need too much encouragement. But what drew you to join?
Well, I've been a Joy member for quite a while.
Doing 14 shows a week.
Well, funny you should mention that. I've been a Joy member for a while, but some random person decided to change the time of their music show to a more, a time when people would be listening and when you'd need more than one person introducing dance music, a bit more of a family-friendly time.
Yeah.
And so this random person said, hey, I need an extra voice. Come on in and see what happens. And lo and behold, 3 years later, I'm now on 50% of the shows on Joy.
You are the face of the voice. The reason.
I wouldn't go that far. But I do.
Obviously, the drive show tonight. What's your other show?
I've got Babbel Pop on a Saturday at 7 o'clock, which is, of course, followed by Asian Pop Radio Australia. And Jay John is in the building, which is very exciting. It's 2 hours of SBS radio here on
fantastic.
Joy. It's great. And then there's also the 6 at 6 with Roshan at 6 o'clock every morning, counting down the 6 newest, hottest tracks on the Joy Music Mix.
6 at 6 is
as voted by
the number.
I'm joking.
I know that we had a message come through a little while ago from Tony asking if we'd actually get.
Yeah, yeah.
We get every single last email and every single last tweet. So
it's funny. There was somebody emailing today, and I did get quite a terse text message. And I'd like to put a shout out to my mum.
Oh, hello. Hi, mum.
Yeah, and my nan's listening as well.
That's nice of them. Is that a long-time lover of you, first-time listener?
I think so. They live in the country, so it's a bit hard. Anything
outside on demand.
20 kilometres radius.
Yeah, you can just listen online, joy.org.au.
Yeah,
and there's another big thing, Fiona. Do you know tomorrow is the 2nd of December? 2nd of December.
Oh, that's a big day on the calendar,
isn't
it?
It's a huge day. Do you know why? It's Britney Spears' birthday.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I did not want to, bring this up to overshadow the events.
Of course,
today. There's big things going on today.
Yeah.
But I did
however,
want to mention, it is my birthday tomorrow.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Simon.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations for surviving a year.
Yeah.
Yes.
We even have cheering.
Oh, I'm impressed.
The crowds are here.
Oh.
Of course, you're turning 21 as well.
Exactly, yes.
Good. Really?
21 for the...
No, you're a 77 fun. Child, I know, because we share the
great.
Same year.
Thanks, Fiona. Yeah. Everybody else knows.
I'm going to help you disclose.
Thank you.
Where are your props?
We need a props and we need a set.
And some sort of theatre arrangement.
That's right. And a producer or someone to help us out. Any plans for your birthday?
Any plans?
Yeah, going out this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nothing tomorrow, though. Going to go all schoolies out in Melbourne.
Oh, that's that's attractive.
You can get pregnant in the Gold Coast.
We're going to leave it right there. We have been broadcasting all day, live, loud and proud from the Melbourne Town Hall to celebrate Joy's 21st birthday. A huge thank you to the City of Melbourne for giving us this wonderful venue to broadcast from all day. It's been a pleasure having you join the celebration right here on Australia's first and only community gay and lesbian radio station. This is Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.